This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, we know that from the 1st of July, Ōtepoti Dunedin will see new systems come into place around curbside food scraps and garden waste services, improved rubbish collection and more. But what about the bigger questions of minimising the waste we produce? Tess Trotter is familiar to many of us as someone who's very active in the community-led development sector, currently working with the City Council on some of these questions around waste. And at the invitation of the Seniors Climate Action Network, we'll be giving a free public presentation on Monday the 18th of March around this question of waste minimisation. Tess Trotter joins us on the line now. Kia ora, good to have you with us, Tess.
Kia ora, morena, Jeff.
Tess, tell us how you came to be working on this project.
Sure. So I got a job, Jeff. I'm very lucky to be in a fixed-term position for a couple of years working at the DCC, specifically sort of in a project management type of a role to develop plans and processes and the nuts and bolts of how we can collaborate together to do more community waste minimisation.
And where do we start? Where do you start with this job?
That's a really good question. For me, it's a lot of learning. I'm familiar with the waste minimisation space, but nowhere near to the level of some of the people out in our community already working on this type of thing. So I suppose for me, it's starting with talking, which luckily is one of my favourite things to do.
Jess, it might seem like an obvious question, but why is it important that we have these conversations now?
Sure, it's a really good question, Jeff. And what it comes down to, I suppose, is looking at the research that's been done in the situation that we're in right now. We have a waste hierarchy, and at the very top of that waste hierarchy is the idea of reusing and repurposing and sharing around the resources that we have well before we even consider disposing of them. And so that's where my role sits. As you said, we've got new curbside collection service coming through from the 1st of July, which means that we'll be processing organic waste and have some changes to recycling. But well before we get to that point, there's a whole lot of other things that we can do with the potential waste that we create. And so the purpose of talking about it is to really feel out how we can do that well, how we can do that locally to avoid extra carbon emissions and moving things around, and how we can utilise those resources for other purposes. So obviously our primary intention here is to protect the environment and avoid waste to landfill. But through the reuse of resources, we can also see some amazing social, economic and cultural benefits. And so that's the reason why we need to talk a lot in this space and figure out what people are doing and how we can collaborate to uplift that idea and do it more.
Your experience working in the field of community-led development would be really useful here, right, Tess? I mean, your belief in the power of the community to find and execute its own solutions without necessarily the imposition of rules and regulations?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's always going to be a place for rules and regulations. But if we look at this type of issue from a community-led perspective, then what we're talking about is working from the strengths that we already have. We're talking about identifying the aspirations that different groups and organisations and the wider community have, and the action that's already happening. And specifically, I guess my interest is in the collaborative space. We've got so many groups who are minimising waste either as their sole purpose or as an outcome of what they're already doing. How can we come together and share the knowledge that we've got? How can we minimise the waste of all of the administration around the things that community groups do and collaborate so we can increase what we're doing and do it together so that it's more useful for users and residents as well?
Tess, you mentioned that you've seen some existing great examples of action in this space already in Ōtepoti, such as what?
Oh, well, it's sort of an almost endless list. We have a lot of groups and we have a lot of individuals as well, but just to think of a few, there's the likes of the Stitch Kitchen, which is a community organisation that's repurposing all types of fabric and textiles, but then going a little further into the repair space, so helping people repair things that are made from fabric, like clothes or other things, but also teaching new skills. So how can we all have that capacity and ability to hold on to our clothes, for example, for a little longer? But we also have other amazing groups like Pregnancy Help, for example, whose primary purpose is to support people in families with new babies. But what they're doing is also repurposing the goods that they use to support those families. Then we've got the likes of Cargill Enterprises, who are doing a whole lot of stuff around e-waste and sort of needing more and more space all the time because that type of waste is increasing all the time. It's a bit of an endless list, to be honest, Jeff. There's so many people working in this space in a variety of ways, and that's why it's key to me to keep on supporting them to come together and network more.
And so is that what the purpose of this role with the City Council is to consider how the Council might continue to foster and support those kinds of initiatives?
Absolutely, yeah. And how we can resource it well. This type of work is labour-intensive. It has the potential to create job opportunities as well. But if we want to have some really good systems in place that are useful for residents, we need to also ensure the longevity and sustainability of all of these groups. And so a big part of my role is also the way in which we can resource collectively this type of work in the longer term, rather than perhaps your usual yearly contestable fund type of activity, because we really want to encourage that collaboration and see it last for a long time.
So Tess, at the invitation of the Senior Climate Action Network, you will be giving a presentation on Monday of next week, Monday the 18th of March, 12 noon, yes, in the Dunningham Suite on the fourth floor of the City Library. What do you intend to cover?
Sure. So what I'm hoping to cover there is a bit of an explanation about the project that I'm working on so that people have a good understanding. I'm also going to cover some of the research that I've already done and things I've picked up around some of the best methods for collaboration. A little bit in terms of the engagement I've already done with lots of groups in the community and what I've found so far. And then I'm also going to talk a little bit about some tips and tricks for folks in the community who want to make submissions or give feedback to council, given that we've got the annual plan coming up and we're also in the process of reviewing our current waste minimisation and management plan. So we've been conducting a bunch of workshops from that. But I just want to make sure that everyone that would like to give feedback or input onto that is armed with all the information they need in the process to do that. So we'll be talking about that a bit as well. But I guess the bigger thing for me is actually trying to talk with the audience. I will be giving a bit of a talk, but there'll be plenty of time for discussion as well. There's some incredible knowledge in the Senior Climate Action Network, and so those people will be there as well. And we're hoping to have a really good all-round discussion about this topic.
So there's an open invitation for all of our listeners to take an interest and come along and head along to that presentation. 12 noon, it is Monday, 18th of March, at the Dunedin City Council Central Library, the City Library, on the fourth floor there in the Dunningham Suite. And as Tess has indicated, after a presentation, there's definitely an opportunity to have some discussion. There'll be some free tea, coffee, and a few snacks. Welcome. You're very welcome to take your lunch along as well and make good use of your lunch hour. And no doubt, Tess, you'll have further opportunities to connect with you down the track, and we'll be happy to talk about those here on ORFM too.
Absolutely. Yeah, I should mention, Jeff, this is the first public chat that I'm doing, but I am meeting with lots of different groups, and I will be holding a range of hui coming up over the next few months as well. So I really welcome anybody working in the space that I haven't touched base with so far to contact me or just come along to any of the events that they see happening. They'll be really welcomed, and it's important that we have all sorts of different voices to inform the plans that we're doing.
Tess Trotter, working with the Dunedin City Council, going to be giving a free public presentation, Collaboration for Community Waste Minimisation. That's the topic, Monday 18th of March in the Dunningham Suite, 12 noon. Tess, thanks so much for taking some time to join us here on ORFM, and all the best for this really important work.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.